As the summer drew to a close, I became increasingly restless to start school. My main concern was finding companions my own age, but for my grandparents, my admission into Punahou Academy heralded the start of something grand, an elevation in the family status that they took great pains to let everyone know. Started by missionaries in 1841, Punahou had grown into a prestigious prep school, an incubator for island elites. Its reputation had helped sway my mother in her decision to send me back to the States. "It hadn't been easy to get me in," my grandparents told her. There was a long waiting list, and I was considered only because of the intervention of Gramps' boss, who was an alumnus. My first experience with affirmative action, it seems, had little to do with race. So it was with a great rush of excitement that Gramps dropped me off in front of a large white stucco building for my first day of school. Inside, I sat at a table with four other children, and Miss Hefty, an energetic, middle-aged woman with short gray hair, took attendance. When she read my full name, I heard titters break across the room. A boy I had been talking to leaned over to me. "I thought your name was Barry," he said. "Would you prefer if we called you Barry?" Miss Hefty asked. "Barack is such a beautiful name. Your grandfather tells me your father is Kenyan. I used to live in Kenya, you know, teaching children just your age. It's such a magnificent country. Do you know what tribe your father is from?" Her question brought on more giggles, and I remained speechless for a moment. When I finally said Luo, a sandy-haired boy behind me repeated the word with a loud hoot, like the sound of a monkey. The children could no longer contain themselves, and it took a stern reprimand from Miss Hefty before the class would settle down and we could mercifully move on to the next person on the list. It was a 10-year-old's nightmare. Still, in my discomfort that first month, I was no worse off than the other children who were relegated to the category of misfits. The girls who were too tall or too shy, the boy who was mildly hyperactive, the kids whose asthma excused them from P.E. There was one child in my class, though, who reminded me of a different sort of pain. Her name was Coretta, and before my arrival she had been the only black person in our grade. She was plump and dark and didn't seem to have many friends. From the first day we avoided each other, but watched from a distance, as if direct contact would only remind us more keenly of our isolation.